Citrus fruits are tart, juicy, and delicious, but are they worth dying for? Our critic Bob Mondello found himself pondering that question while watching a movie. It was this year's Foreign Language Oscar nominee from Estonia. The film is called Tangerines.
It's 1992, and despite the war raging in his corner of the Republic of Georgia, Ivo just wants to finish making a whole bunch of wooden crates. Nearly all his neighbors have left the area out of fear of either Chechen separatists or Georgian troops, but a nearby orchard owner wants to harvest one last crop before he abandons his fruit trees, so Ivo is working overtime on crates for the fruit when a couple of Chechen soldiers stop by and start asking questions. What are the crates for? Wonders one.
Для бомб.
Bombs?
Нет.
No. Tangerines.
Для мандарин.
Мандарин это хорошо.
Tangerines are good, says the Chechen, realizing he's hungry. So Ivo takes them to his house, fixes some food, and sends them on their way, only to hear gunfire after they've left. He runs toward the orchard and sees two bazooka'd vehicles and a bunch of bodies, also two badly wounded soldiers, one from each side. With help from the orchard owner, he brings them back to his house to patch them up, the Muslim Chechen, who'd asked about food, and a Georgian Christian, who's just barely alive. No point treating him, I'll whack him anyway, says the Chechen. Ivo extracts a promise that there'll be no killing in his house. Fine, says the Chechen, but... As soon as he goes out, I'll do my thing. Meanwhile, to avoid attracting the attention of other soldiers, Ivo and the orchard owner are getting rid of all traces of the fight. They push the bazooka'd van over a nearby cliff, which proves oddly disappointing. At least in the eyes of the orchard owner. I thought it would explode. They explode in the cinema. Cinema, replies Ivo, is a big fraud. Now, for a while, because of exchanges like that, I half expected Tangerines to mimic the film Our Hospitality, Buster Keaton's silent comedy where mortal enemies under the same roof are kept from killing each other by sheer politeness. Tangerines does have fun with the way the two soldiers trade insults and spar delicately over the finer points of their agreement not to slaughter each other indoors. Still, the film's focus never strays from how time-hardened religious and ethnic tensions somehow trump everyone's better impulses. Ivo's pacifism may work wonders within the walls of his home, but as opposing armies close in, Christian and Muslim, Chechen and Georgian, and to the displeasure of pretty much everyone when they show up, Russian, Tangerines becomes an object lesson in the resilience of ancient animosities and the limits, sadly, of common sense. I'm Bob Mondello.